Hey guys, it's Kay here. Welcome back to another episode of Brown Sugar and Shimmer. For today's video, I decided to talk about comparison being the thief of joy. So this episode is specifically coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, and it says, "Of course we should not dare classify ourselves or compare ourselves with those who rate themselves so highly. How stupid are they? They make up their own standards to measure themselves by, and they judge themselves by their own standards. As for us, however, our boasting will not go beyond certain limits. It will stay within the limits of the work which God has set for us." So, this scripture kind of hit me hard because I actually am on a social media fast, and I found myself having to take a social media fast, one, because it was the beginning of the year, and two, because I found myself comparing myself to a lot of other women in a lot of different walks of life, and compared to my life and compared to what I was seeing with them, it didn't make me really feel good about myself. When you look at other people, and though on social media, we do know like everyone is sharing the best parts of their life, but we can tend to forget that when we're in a funk or when we're just repeatedly seeing someone do so good or look so good or just seem like they have it all going together. We have to remember that they're not showing us the behind the scenes of what actually goes on in their lives. So personally for me, I had to step back and take a break from social media. Like I said, one, because it was the beginning of the year, and I just feel like at the beginning of the year, you should detox and just really get into a good place with God to set your year in the right direction. But two, it was because I was finding that I wasn't anchoring myself in the Word of God and what the Word of God says about me and what the Word of God says about God's children, how we're perfectly and fearfully and wonderfully made, and we're made in God's image, and that we are enough. And just in a world full of so much fake, you can be yourself, but there are moments where you just want to compare and you're just like, why can't, you know, I look like that, or why can't I do that? And you begin to start trying things to try to switch yourself. And I'm not saying changing your style is bad or changing your aesthetic is bad, but when you're changing it to try and fit what you think is deemed worthy in this time, that's a problem. And I found myself comparing so much and trying to go into depth and detail with things that I didn't need to, because God has created me to, like it says here, stay within the limits that God has set for me. When I saw myself getting out of that, I had to take a step back, because I will mess up God's plan for me when I try to figure out how everyone else's life has gotten to the point where it's at, and forgetting to realize they're just showing me, you know, Instagram and everyone else, the highlights of their life. So comparison is the thief of joy, and we should honestly, it's a natural human reaction to compare yourself when you see somebody with something you have, especially if they're your age, if you've gone to school with them, if y'all are in like just the same geographic and similar in a lot of things. To see someone excel and to see somebody in a different place than where you are, it kind of makes you think like, what's wrong with me? Or why am I not here? Why am I not doing that? Or why didn't my parents go this way? Or why wasn't I born here? Why did we stay here? And why are we like this? And why do we have this? And you just begin to question your whole life. And when you begin to question, you don't realize you're becoming so unappreciative of the way that God has provided for you and given to you. And you never want to do that. You want to be content in what you have. Not saying there are not going to be moments where you're like, God, I wish I had this. And he understands that, and you should speak to him about that. But it's when we become ungrateful and very shallow and forget what the Word says about us and how God has created us is the problem. So I just wanted to come on here and talk about that for a quick moment, because it really did relate with the season I'm going through in my life of being compared to things. So instead of voluntarily logging onto Facebook and Instagram every day, I decided to take a break. I'll probably come back at the end of the month, I'm not sure. But during this time, one, I'm getting myself right with God. One, I'm seeing what God has for me and how he wants me to be. Because another thing we have to realize, those people can look as successful and beautiful as they want to be, but we need to realize that God has created one of us. So we need not focus on how to get like the people we deem successful, we need to focus on how to achieve the best version of ourselves. And the best version of ourselves is the person God has created for us to be. So during this social media fast, I have just been in time with God, finding out what He wants for me and working towards that so that, you know, not necessarily when I come back to social media, I'll have something to boast about, but I'll be set in my purpose and I know that I'll be on the right path of what God wants me to be, so that when comparison comes along, I can say, well, that's not my road. That's not my path. That's not my plan or my purpose that God has for me. So there's nothing to compare. When we step into what God truly has for us, there really is nothing to compare to anyone else. Even twins, even identical twins, are so different, and God has different plans for them. And so it's crazy to think that, you know, we're under this illusion of man that just because you're a woman, or just because you're a man, or just because you're this age, or just because you live here, you should have this, and you should be doing that, and you should be this far along. And so many lies have just been spoken, and we need to figure out what God wants for us so we can step into that and be the best versions of ourselves that He has intended for us to be. Because when we become that, nobody can compare us to that, and we can't compare ourselves to anyone else. So I hope this message puts a lot of things into perspective for you. I hope it blesses you. I hope it encourages you. And I hope that you just get into your place with God and have Him speak to you about what He wants you to become, what He wants you to do, and just finding love within yourself in the way that you've been created and made. Always remember that, you know, we're made in God's image and He's the most perfect being. So why can't we deem ourselves as perfect? I love you all, and I hope you all have an amazing, blessed day. Stay safe, stay encouraged, stay under the word of God. And